Thank you for downloading this Currency Market Report podcast from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX for the 14th of January 2013. What a difference a week can make. A wave of optimism has engulfed the markets based on nothing more concrete than, well, optimism. Seasonal bullishness, US budget deal, easing Eurozone tensions, and continued central bank largesse and signs of improvement in the US and Chinese economies have seen equity markets hit new highs. The FTSE 100 is back where it was in May 2008, before the banks went bust and the house of cards the economy was based upon fell down. On top of all this, the US economy is again faced with defaulting on its debt if their politicians can't agree to an increase in the debt limit to $16.4 trillion. It was $0.9 trillion in 1980. The euro is at a nine-month peak after the ECB announced they were keeping rates on hold. Inexplicably, the euro maintains its strength versus the US dollar and sterling and the Swiss franc, despite EU GDP for Q4 coming in at -0.1%, year-on-year industrial production falling 3.7%, but that's all okay, because the IMF chief thinks there will be growth in the Eurozone in 2013. Announcing the worst may be over. Unemployment running high and consumers not really ready to spend like they used to points us towards the view that we have a tough year ahead with much civil unrest in the hotter parts of Europe. Let's hope we are proved wrong. The Bank of England kept rates on hold last week and announced no increase in their QE purchases. The UK's trade deficit came in negative to the tune of £9.16 billion, of which £4.51 billion is with Europe. So all the chat about relationships with the Eurozone and trade agreements we have with them is fairly critical as far as the economy is concerned. If there is growth in the Eurozone in 2013, that should benefit the UK and further afield the global economy too. Fingers crossed this is one prediction that comes true. Thanks for listening.